Hello, 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 brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen. How are you doing this wonderful evening, Thursday evening? This is Dupree from DupreeServices.com back on my podcast for Thursday. Let me tell you something, folks. I've been trying to really, really get this podcast scheduling down to Tuesdays and Thursdays. I've missed some days due to some illness, diabetes, suffering with type 2 diabetes, as well as still in the process of recovering from the thoracotomy surgery I had back in January. And let me tell you, folks, it has been an uphill battle. As you well know, that the podcast world is still new to me. I've been at it a few months, really trying to understand how it works. I'm in love with this thing, as well as social media in general. I'm a little older than some of the young folk, 45 years old to be exact. So technology is a little new to me. But nevertheless, I'm learning it. I've been in the construction field for like forever, and due to sickness, I got to get into the world of technology now. So, but on that note, that was Mariah Carey, I Still Believe, and it's one of my favorites. So my segment for this evening is perseverance. I've done perseverance before, but this is a different segment. You know, it's just about really playing the cards you were dealt with, And in my case, I was just telling my wife, the lovely Kenya from Kenya's TravelCorner.com. I was just telling her that, you know, I'd recognize the sadness. I recognize I'm down and dealing with this slight depression because of the sickness and the recovery. And talking with her really helped out a lot. And also jumping on podcasts, you know, with you all really helped me a lot. Thank you. I see that every time I do a podcast, more and more people are liking it. And thank you for that. And that helps me out a lot. But perseverance, it really comes into play when you're feeling at your lowest. Been at my lowest, you know, since January. And I just came out, got a new camera in the mail. I'm very excited about that. Got this new camera. It's a bridge camera. And I'm looking forward to really learning this thing and really, you know, getting out there and putting my creativity use. And when I came out on the couch, looked at my beautiful wife who has been here for me throughout everything. And I just told her I'm just down and just recognize some things that I can do to lift myself up. And, you know, when we're down, we always tend to focus on what it could be to make us happy. And sometimes that might be just a little too strenuous on us. We cannot focus on any and everything because of the fact that we don't have control over any and everything. And, you know, I recognized, I was honest with myself, honest with my wife, said, hey, listen, I'm sad, I'm down because I can't do what I used to can do. No matter how much my mind play that picture over and over, the body says, hey, you can't do that. Your health says, hey, you can't do that. You got to focus on your exercising, your eating right, recovering from the surgery. You got to focus on your social media. You got to focus on your fan base, very little fan base, by the way, but nevertheless, I still have one. And then it's the creativity of learning a podcast and putting together Dupree Services and helping my wife market KenyasTravelCorner.com. And the little things like those I can focus on. You know, I can't get back out there and lift 190, 200 pounds of concrete anymore. I can't get out there and spend 10, 12 hours a day, 6, 7 days in the sun. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, at one time I endured that type of position. You know, it was the construction world, but I can't get out there and do that no more. So what am I going to do? Waste precious time soaking? No, that's not an option. The option is to persevere, learn, if I'm going to do this technology, learn it, attend whatever classes that are available, and focus on what I can do, the things that I know, the things that are at my disposal. As of now, this is what I need to build on. So, this is the perseverance I was talking about. It takes perseverance to really understand that and to execute it. You all have something you can do. Doesn't matter how small it is. You know, we also entering, speaking of small, you know, we're entering the this savings and investment strategy or whatever you call it, the Acorn and the Stash and the Robin Hood and all this stuff here, and little money markets account. We, you know, getting involved in these type of entities, and we're putting spare changes up. And it's just reminding me that, hey, you know what? We always talked about investing. We always talked about portfolios, and we putting a little spare changes in there, and we seeing little things. You know, the money growing, and I'm like, you know what, this is all right. And then we see more and more people liking us on social media and calling us, and we're actually booking vacations now, and we done sold out for May and June on a few excursions and things we put together for that. And then I'm mentioning that. I know it sounds like I'm rambling, but I'm mentioning that because we started off small. You know, with the investments, and who knows where it goes, you know, but it's small, it's interesting. These, you know, it's nice to do the research and just do what you can. That's what I'm focusing on now. And it's important that you do that, ladies and gentlemen. You know, focus on what you can do now. Yes, you want to get out there and make it big, but who knows? You know, I'm not a licensed professional. So I don't know what really causes depression in everyone. I know in me it was like, hey, I'm focusing on the big things, but I can't do it. So, you know, to really focus on those small things, to do the little things different, clean up a little bit more, listen to your favorite music, just eat something healthy, do some writing. Do a little creativity. Take a walk to the hobby shops, Michaels and Hobby Lobby, or whatever you have there. Some sort of craft store, you know. Learn investing. Go online. Look up YouTube. Go to the library. Anything you want to do, investor. If you want to build a business, listen to Robert Kiyosaki on YouTube. Listen to the, you know, get your pen and your paper and write down. And then, of course, Dupree is here to, you know, to talk with you. You know, hit me up, check me out on my social media. I'll put it on a podcast there. You can see it. You can contact me through my site and so on. It's just creativity, folks. You know, it's you know, our mind is all we have that can really control our emotions. No one else can do that for us. And I feel a little bit better. In fact, I feel a lot better. And I'm going to actually take a walk to put some things in the garbage outside, listening to some music. I got some Yanni. I got some Owl. Herb Albert. Got some Boney James, some Kenny G. You know, old school music, R&B. Things that have really put me in the mood. Mariah Carey. So I have a YouTube channel as well. And haven't really been active on it, but I got to do something. I got to put more packages and getaways together and persevere through this, you know. Persevere is a really good word. It's really good when you make your mind up to do it. You know, you don't have to be alone and sad and depressed and, you know, like, you know, you're hopeless, you're a failure. You don't have to be like that. You know, we are all in this together. For those that are suffering through a small depression, a big depression, however, I don't know the correct terminology, but you don't have to go through it alone. You don't. And we're here. And please forgive me for not being on point with the Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7:15 podcast. Like I said, that, you know, when you're down, it takes a lot out of it, and it causes you to miss a lot of things. And for once, I don't want to miss out on a beauty that life has to offer. I really don't. And I like the podcast world. I listen to some of you guys, and you guys are just crazy. And I'm excited to learn to build my social media network up, and put together my own TV shows on YouTube TV, as well as my site. And these are the little things that I need to focus on. Okay. Once again, I apologize if I sound like I was rambling on. It's just that I felt as though I had to get this message out. And, you know, I hope it's a blessing, a healing for you all. By all means, feel free to contact me if you want to talk, because we need to love and care and motivate and uplift one another. We do. It's too much hate in this world. Which should be my next podcast. But until then, I want you all to have a good evening. And you all stay strong. Stay motivated. Reach out and talk to anyone. Okay? You know, if you can't find someone to talk to, hit me up. We'll talk together. Till then, take care. Have a blessed evening. Thank you.